Hello and welcome to my site this week. Glad you're spending a little time with me during this really exciting time of being here in the state of Louisiana. Of course, the catalyst has been the huge victory by the New Orleans Saints, that great football game where they won the Super Bowl this past Sunday. The underdog come from behind, as New Orleans has been the come from behind city. And so it means so much more to the people of Louisiana, Mississippi, the Gulf Coast, that this victory took place, way beyond what any other team would experience or want to live through because of so much that's happened down here. I'll tell you, you can just, the electricity is everywhere in the air. I live in Baton Rouge, 90 miles away, and they've shutting down the schools, the television stations. They cut out all the regular programming, as on Tuesday, the Saints paraded through the streets of New Orleans that could be shown all over the state. Just amazing, the intensity, the excitement, and the emotion that took place because of that Saints victory. And of course, that's not the only thing happening down here. We had a hot mayor's race in New Orleans. A new mayor was elected, the Lieutenant Governor Mitch Landrieu, on his third try, having run three times before, and his father was the last white mayor of New Orleans. Landrieu has come back some 35 years later to become the mayor again. A lot of excitement about that too, because the city has been so dysfunctional under the present leadership of the guy that was there now, a guy named Ray Nagin, who has really been a disaster as the mayor of the city of New Orleans. So a lot of hope that the new mayor, Landrieu, will come back and get the city back on a positive note. And with the Saints' victory combined with the new mayor, again, it's just a very exciting time. Then we haven't even mentioned Mardi Gras. Some of you know a lot about Mardi Gras. It just captivates not just New Orleans, but the whole city. And Mardi Gras is a very exciting time. It's next Tuesday is when the date of the Mardi Gras festival comes around. I say next Tuesday, which is Valentine's Day is the 14th Sunday, so that'd be the 16th, would be Mardi Gras this year. I'll be down in New Orleans with a granddaughter and maybe a grandniece and some other family members, as I am every year. But again, if you're in Baton Rouge or any place in the South, they're celebrating Mardi Gras now. So you put it all together, and it's just one heck of a gumbo mix of positive feelings about what's happening in New Orleans. I tried to write about the mayor's race and some of the challenges for the new mayor in my column this week. Hope you'll take a look at it. Lots of stuff about the Saints up, just some fun things. By the way, the Saints, you know, some people are going to roll their eyes and say we don't get any respect. The odds makers have already made the Saints a 10-1, odds of 10-1 to repeat. And yet they gave the Colts, who the Saints handily beat Sunday, a little better odds, 13-5, I believe. And then San Diego Chargers came in next. And then I think the Saints were tied with the Patriots, with New England Patriots for tied for third in terms of the odds of repeating next year. Again, that's all in the column. Hope you'll take a look and enjoy it. Hey, thanks for spending some time with me. Go Saints, who dat, all the great sayings, happy Mardi Gras, and we'll let you tune in again here next week. Thanks for joining me today.